But we are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan. I'm your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what.
What up, y'all? I'm the gambler. I'm from the north. They just recently gifted me a soccer jersey, and they said, what do you want to be on the back of that jersey? And I said, S-Z-N, because that's what they call me, Sizzin. And I drink and shotgun White Claws.
So you're just going to let him change his intro and not?
No. His intro is different every day. He's so dumb. But, I mean, it's time to crown their ass.
Yeah. What do you mean crowning? They got crowned. You ain't doing nothing.
Chiefs are Super Bowl champions here in Miami as they win it here in Super Bowl 54.
Wow.
Come on.
You know, real quick.
Real quick, eat your apple and then talk.
Real quick, eat your food before you do the show.
Hearing Joe Buck and thinking Troy Aikman's right next to him, did you guys ever get, because Ray, did you watch the end of the game?
No.
So you watched the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
Ray went to bed thinking the Niners won.
Right. So at the beginning of the game, they honor everybody that's, I guess, still alive and has won Super Bowls. Like, you know, they basically just pepper the whole field with a bunch of Super Bowl champions.
Interesting.
And when
Love
they show
it.
The Cowboys, there's mention of Emmitt Smith, and there's mention of Roger Staubach.
Because they're down on the field.
Yeah. And Troy is right next to Joe Buck, and he's got to act like it ain't no thing that all these guys have been mentioned and are honored to be Super Bowl champions, but nobody said anything about Troy.
Well, yeah, because he's not down there on the field.
Yeah, I know, but he's on a mic. Right there, Joe Buck could have been like, and buddy, you deserve to be on that field, but I love that you're right next to me.
There
Hall
you go.
Of Famer Troy
And
Aikman.
That's why he needs better producers.
Not one mention of Troy being a freaking Hall of Famer quarterback who's won Super Bowls.
Okay, I see. You wanted Joe Buck to acknowledge Troy Aikman.
It was crazy.
I thought you wanted Troy Aikman to say, and I won a Super Bowl down there with Emmitt. And I'm like, no, Coach, dude, he can't do that.
That would be douchey.
Actually, it'd be pretty cool. Be like, I should be down there, but I got to be up here to broadcast the game.
With you jackholes.
But even Troy was just like, how cool is that? Look at all those people. I'm like, dude, that should be you down there. That's crazy that no one's acknowledging that.
Which is interesting because even if it wasn't on Fox, he wouldn't be able to be down there, I don't think.
Yeah.
because it's on another network.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but if you work for another network, I don't think you can make appearances on CBS.
And it was a little strange, too, just to see the
Coach,
evolution.
I don't think they're that straight, Coach.
I think so, Coach.
If it's a recognition of Super Bowl past Victorians, Coach,
you're right. He's right, because Dion's on NFL Network and a bunch of other stuff.
Coach, you're not branded. This isn't
okay.
The end. This isn't
was Dion down right. there?
Yeah, he's down there. Okay. Off looking fly with his glasses.
See, I didn't see all this. I didn't watch a lot of the pregame.
Also, too, the evolution. It was interesting to me. See, the evolution of a football player like Terry Bradshaw.
Used to be big.
Super Bowl badass. Super Bowl champ. And now he's wearing an old man hat interviewing the MVP. Hey, Patrick. Hey, it's just crazy to see, like, dude, you were a freaking MVP. You were a freaking champ. You're not a freaking journalist.
The MVP might be the dumbest thing we do now.
Go, preach.
For the one game, you're saying?
No. All we do is just give it to the quarterback. Every freaking time.
He touches
time.
The ball every damn time.
But was Patrick Mahomes really that good last night?
He did change the momentum.
Who would have been a better MVP?
Damian Williams.
One of the running backs?
He would score two touchdowns?
Two touchdowns. And it's not even the touchdown.
And the second touchdown was kind of like, all right, game's over already.
Okay, but what he did, he got
freaking
tough yards.
Got me a square is what he did.
He got tough yards picking up first downs.
Made me some money is what he did.
All right, he did. All right.
Other than that, shoot. All right, what were you saying, Coach?
I just felt like he got tough yards when they needed a third and one. To keep the drive going, and he would, you know, bust through the line. Or on the sideline, he caught a little out
or
pass.
Or Kelsey. Kelsey did the same.
Are you being the contrarian? Because there were a couple big passes that only Mahomes could make.
Of course. And Mahomes, he was the freaking mental game of the Chiefs. Like, let's go.
You don't think other people on the sideline were saying, let's go? They just show
leader.
Mahomes.
He's the leader
they
of the team.
They only show Mahomes because he's the quarterback. In the regular season, who wins the MVP every year?
Quarterback.
A quarterback. Who wins the Heisman every year?
Why is the offensive player of the year different than the MVP? In the game,
no, because only the MVP can be quarterbacks now. That's all we can do. And Heismans can only be quarterbacks. That's the rule.
So listen, you're saying they should give it to a lineman?
Not saying that they should give it to a lineman, but Damian Williams, I thought, was so huge.
Who's
last
the dude
night
that did the two blocks? I mean, whoever blocked
Jones
the ball twice, Jones?
Yeah.
I think
it was Jones.
That'd be cool to give him one. Like, dude, those are huge defensive plays. Freaking batted the ball down. Boom, like a champ. Those were cool.
And Mahomes was good, but he just wasn't unbelievable. He wasn't MVP caliber. He made a couple good throws in the fourth quarter, yes. But for most of the game, he sucked.
Well, then that tells you there wasn't.
These are two picks.
Two picks.
Maybe there isn't an MVP caliber player. Somebody's got
to
get it.
And, of course, we just give it to Mahomes automatically every single time. Not saying that he didn't play. Like, the fourth quarter, he did play well. But for most of the game,
he changed the narrative of history. Coach. He's the damn
MVP. No. He didn't. The pass interference did.
That really did.
And that was the Kittle, but also down on the goal line when Kelce got interfered with. It wasn't because it was a good throw. It was just pass interference. That changed the narrative.
Then
they get it to one.
Okay. But I'm saying a couple of those that he put, breadbasket material.
The one to Sammy Watkins down the right sideline.
Yeah, when he was pressured.
Past Richard Sherman. That was a great throw.
The only person in America that can make that throw, an MVP.
And the Tyreek Hill one, everybody's talking about the bomb to Tyreek Hill.
That was nice.
It was underthrown. So let's not get, I mean, oh, Tyreek.
It was over 50 yards. Come on, give the dude a break.
I understand. But they're talking about, oh, the bomb to Tyreek Hill was such a good throw. No, he underthrew it. Tyreek Hill had to come back to the ball.
I'll tell you what, though. We've just seen the start of Mahomes.
No crap, coach. We
really
said,
because he's only 24.
I mean, this is nothing.
No, this is the new.
We're about to see the Chiefs just roll the NFL.
No, we're not. We're not, because the Chiefs are going to have to pay Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to want $50 million a year.
They're not going to roll their ass, because you know who's coming around the corner? Another bird. Oh, a raven. Okay? And then if there's not a raven, by land and by sea, what else comes? A titan, motherfucker.
How much is Lamar Jackson going to want?
That's the same. They got to win.
Okay.
They have to win.
So wherever Tom Brady goes with all the little money he makes, that's...
Oh, Tom Brady's going to New England.
And the Patriots dynasty's
no,
over.
No, man, he's coming to Tennessee.
He is not coming.
Did that Hulu commercial clear it up? Hold on. Got it. So let me play this. So you know the thing was the tweet, oh, is Brady coming or going? Here's the commercial.
Well, hold on. If you don't know what they're talking about...
Oh, you want to talk about Park the Car?
He posted a picture late last week, and it's like all black, and it's him looking out at Foxborough saying Gillette Stadium, like basically people are like, oh, that's him saying he's leaving. Everybody got. It was just a freaking little teaser that there's a Super Bowl commercial, and here it is.
They say all good things must come to an end. So to my teammates, my family, and my fans, you deserve to hear this from me. Hulu doesn't just have live sports. According to the script they just gave me, Hulu also has your favorite cable channels, plus the greatest shows, movies, and originals of all time. So it's time to say goodbye to TV as you know it. But me? I'm not going anywhere.
Boom.
That means he's not retiring.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hey, did you not hear the... Play? Can you play that in part again?
Okay.
You just want to hear that.
They say, my family. Hulu does also has your favorite say goodbye to TV as you know it. But me? I'm not going anywhere.
Cash.
Get that money. Cash. Hey, the Titans will give you that money,
You
baby.
Don't think that's what that meant? Ka-ching. I ain't going anywhere. I'm still playing football.
Hey, come to Nashville, baby. We'll pay your ass.
But that was a message for every team in the NFL right now. You got the money, honey. Tom Brady's got the time.
No, he doesn't care about the money.
You got the money, honey. No. He didn't take all the money he could have. See, dude, I have this thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Pinata theory.
He doesn't need the money.
Like, Coach, all need money.
He's not going to take $40 million to go be on a losing team. Like, he doesn't care. He wants to win. That's all he cares about is winning.
Yes, and he knows Patriots isn't the way of the win.
No, that's the only way to win is the Patriots.
Coach, we've seen the end of the Patriots.
Coach.
He's not coming to the Titans. Coach. If he comes to the Titans will be 5-11.
What do you think the smart what do you think the Smart Pock commercial was for? Just to play homage to Boston, guys. Thank you so much. Here's a little.
I don't know why you guys like that commercial. That was terrible.
That was hilarious. Oh, do you ever been to Boston?
Yes, I have actually.
Oh, because they all talk like that.
You want me to hit it? Here you go.
Go ahead.
Look at these two troublemakers.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Wicked car. Is that new?
Yeah, it's a Sonata. Let me pack it.
Oh, you're not fitting your car in there.
Chris, stop being a smarty pants, all right? Look who's got Smart Pack.
Smart Pack?
Just hit the clicker.
Hey,
car packs itself.
You good.
It's smart.
It's wicked smart. And I can pack it anywhere.
How about Dorchester?
Packed it.
Foxborough.
Packed it.
The garden?
Packed it.
Target?
The garden?
Hey, Target?
Hey, the harbor?
Okay, now that I hear it back, it's pretty funny.
Oh, wait, did you not watch it? Was it on mute?
We were at the bar. Sorry.
Okay, okay.
Sorry.
You can't come in
at the
and...
bar. The thing with the bar is it's very
loud. And it's hard to hear. It's hard to pay attention to every single commercial.
Okay. You're forgiven.
Okay, thank you. But back to the Chiefs.
The garden?
You know
fucked
how...
it. The harbor?
Kyle Shanahan.
Foxborough?
Fucked it.
Kyle Shanahan to me is an idiot. Like, I understand I'm not an NFL football coach.
You're saying he lost the game.
You're not, coach?
I felt like he lost the game. In the fourth quarter, they had
I love dudes like Lunchbox. I love it.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's sort of like with the Falcons. He didn't want to run the ball against the Patriots when they're up 28-3 and it cost them. They lose the game. The Patriots come back because they kept throwing the damn ball. The 49ers are built on running the football.
Mozart.
Run.
Mustard, Coleman, Breida.
Hey,
you never knew who they were going to come
Coleman
at you
Was Coleman playing?
Yes.
I was at the bar.
My bad. So you guys didn't watch the game.
So he couldn't see. He couldn't see Coleman on the screen. But
that's an excuse for everything. Where you didn't see that? I was at the bar.
There's two drives in a row where on first down they run it and they get 5 or 6 yards. And then they just drop back and pass. I'm like, no, you just picked up 6 yards on first down. Run the ball like you're. And that's the first time they had a 3-and-out. It was their first 3-and-out of the night because they decided to drop back and throw the ball, which they are not. That is not their offense. Their offense is to pound the rock. And they got away from pounding the rock, and it cost them. And they were so close to winning that game. The fumble, Patrick Mahomes' fumble, yeah. I mean, that was. The inches from winning the game.
Because if he would have fumbled, then it would have
been. Yeah, they're already in the scoring. You know, they're up. They were up by 10 at that point, and they're already in scoring. You know,
how did he get it back, or what happened?
Mahomes was able to dive back on it.
Okay.
But it was just like, it was that close to the 49ers just wrapping it up.
But also, too, the Chiefs' defense stepped up.
They did.
They showed up.
Shockingly. Because we've seen that thing leak like a sieve.
Yeah, yes. Just like a couple of those turnovers, you know, when San Francisco got the ball, nothing happened because of that defense. Like, those were two situations where it could have been deadly for the Chiefs. But the defense stepped up and stopped him. It was awesome.
Well, the Garoppolo interception, the 49ers defense stepped up because they were the Chiefs were upset.
That was a horrible pass.
Well, it wasn't as bad as Mahomes' interception. Mahomes threw it right to the guy. I mean, that was that was a terrible pass.
Yeah, he did though.
I mean, that was so bad. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
he was trying to throw Tyreek Hill.
But what happened right before that? Because something shook him up. Was he get sacked or was that the fumble? I think it was the fumble recovery right before that.
I don't know.
Something shook him up where it's just like, why did he throw that?
Yeah. And Mahomes did do a good job of scampering for some first downs, getting out of bounds. And it was a
good see the one coach where he hits the guy at the goal line and freaking nails him. And I would thought with that hit like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, Mahomes is going to get
hurt.
But
he
didn't.
But what's crazy is I don't even think he hit Mahomes. He hit the football. I think that was.
What hurt him then? The football?
Just the stop.
Oh.
Coach, if you're going breakneck speed, let me hold up this cup. I bet that would hurt if it hit you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It just always seems like whenever a defensive player is going like 100% at a quarterback and he nails him, usually the quarterback.
But he didn't nail him. It was to the side. It was almost like a ball in a red blanket. Coach.
It did kind of look like maybe he hit the ball and then he hit the turf and that's what hurt him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Got it.
Because Mahomes.
I don't know, Coach. I was at a bar.
Mahomes.
No, you're at your house.
Mahomes didn't seem to be like even like shake anything.
Nothing,
like
dude.
He got hit hard.
He stood up over the guy.
He should have said some kind of crap to him.
Like, let's go.
No, like you.
They don't play. But NFL
it was
players
it hit harder. You.
Yeah, we hear live mics and we think that players are all PC. There was so many F bombs being dropped in that field yesterday.
It was a good Super Bowl though. I thought it was a really good Super Bowl.
What I wanted to say, if you're a bettor, talk about a crazy roller coaster.
Oh.
Boom. At the very beginning, you think KC's about to blow this wide open. Then all of a sudden the Niners are ahead by 10 points, 20-10. They look good. And then KC with the amazing comeback. If you were a bettor, you went back and forth at least 3 times.
Yes.
Which is, that's a betting. Usually it's not a straight shot all the way
through.
Did you
bet any props?
Coach, I didn't have a damn dollar on anything.
Why not?
But my buddy
bet. Oh, my God, his buddy hit.
So my buddy bet, he's bet $200.
Billy?
No. He had $200.
God.
Stop.
Oh.
He had $200. He bet a sport.
Jimmy, the one you wrestled?
Who is it?
Brandon.
So lose the locks.
You don't know him.
Yeah, we know him.
You know him.
Brandon. O'Brien.
Oh, Brandon.
So,
no, it's Brandon.
Okay, cool. I'm not talking about his birth certificate. But anyways, he's in Vegas, and he had $200. He put $100 on a first quarter square. He hit it 7-3, right?
Yep.
So he wins $1,100. Then he did the Kansas City's first touchdown, had to be scored by Mahomes, and it had to be a run. Their first touchdown was a run, Mahomes. So in the first quarter, he won $2,200. So wow. You're just chilling then the rest of the Super Bowl. Now, that's called hitting it.
That's
yeah,
pretty good.
And so but the Niners are built for success, too. Like, let's not act like
there's about four teams that are really built for success. To say the Chiefs are just going to dominate and win 10 in a row, that's the dumbest thing ever. It's going to go back and forth.
The NFL, it just doesn't happen.
It ain't
going to
be KC again next year. It'll there's a team called Baltimore, and there's an up and comer called Titan.
I just think that Mahomes is he's just going to get better.
And here's the thing about San Francisco.
They didn't look super
great.
They're
one of the youngest teams in the NFL, San Francisco.
I like San Francisco a lot.
Including their coach.
Yes, but.
You see how young coaches last in the NFL.
Three times.
McVay was a genius 2 years ago.
Three times in NFL history, the team that lost the Super Bowl has come back to win it. That's it. So next year is probably not San Francisco's year. If you're playing the odds, numbers.
Called the Rams. You got a team called a Raven.
The 49ers Cowboys are in a tough division. Oh, God, here we go. And you looked like such a goober yesterday.
Coach, you're that guy.
You look like a tool.
If I went over to a Super Bowl party and a guy was wearing multiple team articles of clothing,
automatically kick him out of the party.
Beat your ass with a stick.
I don't care what you guys think about me.
You looked like an idiot.
That was a special jersey to me. And
I
haven't worn it in years.
That's fine, but take the cowboy hat off and put a different hat on.
No, that's my hat. I don't have a Chiefs hat.
You're not wearing a Cowboys hat today.
Coach, I didn't find that one. I had a couple of drinks yesterday and I lost that hat.
So, you realize when you see someone in multiple teams, they look like an idiot, right? Don't you judge them when you're walking?
I don't care.
I love that we're talking articles because I drove by the bars here on Demumbrian. Guys were wearing Bengals jerseys, Cowboys jerseys. They were wearing to the Super Bowl party their favorite team. Cool or completely douchey?
It's fine.
I'm going completely douchey. There was people at the, what's it called, doghouse wearing Browns jerseys. The Browns are not in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if your team is not playing in the Super Bowl, you don't wear their gear on Super Bowl Sunday.
I didn't wear a Cowboys jersey.
You wore a Cowboys hat.
So it's just the star, dude. It was subtle. Could have been a star for Texas Rangers.
And you're also kind of a homer. I get it was a sentimental jersey. Why have we not heard about this jersey now and it's the Super Bowl?
All of a sudden, Super Bowl, he brings out this
story. I'm going to tell you guys that my dad bought me a jersey when I was in junior high?
Yes.
Like, okay, why?
I've
mentioned that Joe Montana is my favorite quarterback.
When you talked about how you came up with the idea of the Joe Montana Super Bowl, you could have mentioned the Super Bowl.
I did come up with that idea. You Googled Joe Montana Super Bowl happened to come up after. Oh, well. Yeah, because you won a bunch of them.
No, but when we were talking about that, you might have brought up the jersey about how much it means to you. But instead, we find out on Twitter with your Cowboys hat looking like an absolute goofball.
When we were kids, we were fans of a lot of different things. I have a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey that I had in high school.
That's who we played in the Stanley Cup.
Exactly. Now I have a Preds jersey. You know, I'm like...
No, that's fine. But you wouldn't wear it with a Predators hat.
What?
Your Pittsburgh Penguin jersey, you don't wear it with a Preds hat.
Okay, fine, Coach. Next time, I won't wear my Cowboys hat.
It always
if that makes you feel better, I won't wear my Cowboys hat next time.
Coach, for whatever reason, it just comes across weird when somebody wears multiple teams, especially from different states and different cities.
Coach, I'm loyal to my team, and the Chiefs were playing the stupid Super Bowl.
Coach, you want to know
what
I was?
So I'm like, you know what? I do have a Chiefs jersey in my closet. Shoot, I got to look back in there. Oh, there it is. Dang, I haven't worn this in years. Dang, it even smells bad.
Coach,
I'm going to wear it for the Super Bowl. So what?
Hey, do you want to know what I wore yesterday? My Botas and a t-shirt. Why? Because the Titans weren't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I wore a t-shirt and that's it because the Bears weren't in the Super Bowl.
Hey, but
that's
there was
it.
A table in front of us. They're all decked out in Bears. We're like, guys, you did not
hey,
make
so,
this.
So how was the bar? Good? Everybody come up and come hang out with you guys?
Yeah, it was awesome. Well, a lot of listeners.
Good,
a lot of
man.
Listeners.
Good.
It was a lot of fun. FGL House. So I
Shout
was,
out.
But I was so happy. I was sad for the 49ers for my brother and No Teeth Keith, who we're going to get on the phone in a little bit.
Oh my!
You're going to call Betterth Box too?
I don't know. I hit him up on Facebook and
he's
I
not
said,
happy.
"Kid, and I haven't had anything back."
I told you about the orange.
I was happy
chicken.
For Andy Reid. The pure
his wife's
joy,
kinda hot, huh?
The pure joy and excitement that he had And just like, he was, yeah, yeah. Because I really think he's a good dude.
Do you? You know him? What, you guys go to church together? I mean, you could literally,
can I tell you how much of a hypocrite he is? Just 1 week ago, Eddie's on here talking about what a good dude Kobe was. But he didn't know Kobe.
Wow.
But I say Andy.
Kobe's no longer with us.
But that doesn't matter, Coach. But I say Andy Reid's a good dude, and Eddie's like, "Did you know him?" No. But from what I know of him, I like Andy Reid. I've always liked Andy Reid. I always think he has a good attitude. He seems like a fun dude.
You've never said that before. Interesting.
You've never asked my opinion, Andy Reid.
Exactly. You never asked me about my jersey.
And I bet Andy Reid, thinking about maybe retiring before this, but now that he got Mahomes and they're about to start rolling, he'll chill till 70, man.
He ain't
man.
Going anywhere. He's going to come out with his Hulu commercial.
Before the-
You guys are thinking?
But he's at Bub's Barbecue.
He's like, you think this might be my last rib? It ain't.
And he said last night.
I ain't going anywhere. Fire up the grill, Bub.
Last night he said.
You got it, Reid.
Yeah. He said he was going to celebrate with a double cheeseburger. And then this morning at his press conference, they asked him, so did you sleep with the trophy last night? He goes, no, I didn't sleep with the trophy. I slept with my trophy wife. Boom! Boom!
Boom!
What up, Andy Reid? That is awesome.
That is awesome.
That is a great quote.
That is a greatness, dude.
I slept with my trophy wife.
I mean, that is so good for Andy Reid.
What is wrong with you guys?
You don't think that's funny?
Stupid. It's stupid.
It's a great quote.
Coach, it's stupid.
What is stupid about it?
It's middle school, dude. Like, it's so dumb. Like, you imagine Belichick? Like,
no, you can't. That's why this is fun. That's why Coach, I like it.
Belichick, did you sleep with a trophy last night? I did not. I slept with my trophy wife. No, you'd never hear that from anyone who's just like is a...
Exactly. That's why it's fun to get something different. That someone that has personality and doesn't just sit up there and give you stock answers.
Sounds like a good guy to me.
And you got
to
think about it. Andy Reid's been the putt of the league for about 20 years.
People have made fun of him so much because he couldn't...
Why do they make fun of him?
Because he couldn't get the win.
And he would make bad decisions where the team was leading and then they just... Pitts always says it. Oh, they're up by 14 and then they just run the ball when you got to keep still going at it.
The post interviews, though, I think they need to stop with. I mean, we don't need to hear from Shanahan, right?
No.
Like, let him go home.
Yeah, there's nothing to say.
Let him go home.
Like, how are you feeling? Well, we lost. I mean, how do you think he feels? Yeah. Like, it's just that I don't think I
think it's like when someone loses a family member, just give them their time, give them their space or whatever, and they're ready to talk, they'll talk.
It's sort of like I went this weekend to watch the UTSA women basketball take on MTSU here in Murfreesboro. Because my friend's daughter plays for UTSA.
Now we can't call this episode a Super Bowl episode.
And UTSA lost. I mean, they didn't lose. They got stomped.
Oh, sorry, Coach. I'm sorry to hear about that.
And so she was like, hey, you want me to text her and she can come out and say hi or whatever? And I was like, no, they just lost. She didn't want to talk to anybody. Like,
oh, they don't care. They play like 50 games. Or what do they play, 30 games?
No, you just said we got to stop with the talking to
Coach,
people.
Coach, this isn't the freaking national championship. She played in Middle Tennessee. She's fine.
Yeah, but it's a conference game. I mean, they're trying
Coach,
to win.
Give me a break. I go to these college games, and after they're done, they're all like, they lost like by 20 points. Hey, you want to get a beer after this? You cool? Downtown? All right. They don't care, Coach. It's not the Super Bowl, but they really need to stop with interviewing the losing coach.
It's just awkward.
It's
and what'd you tell your what did you tell your team? Told my team I'm very proud of them. I mean, like, what do you think he told his team? It's the same damn, like, that's what I'm saying. It's the same answer every time. I told them I'm proud of them. We had a tough fight. You know, it was good. We just they just came up with a couple more plays than we did.
And the noise difference is awkward. They go
so
from like,
an awkward silence. Some guy kicks over a trash can. And then whoever's interviewing is always, so how did you think the game went?
They act like someone died. It's terrible.
Also, winning the Super Bowl doesn't look very much fun.
Why not?
I mean, afterwards... You can't, like...
Coach, they're doing snow angels
on
the...
No, some of the players confetti, were. But Patrick Mahomes and some of the players, they couldn't even walk because there were 62,000 cameras around him, and they're just standing there, and they got one guy with a yellow thing around his arm. It's like trying to move the cameras back, and it's just like...
That's part of it, though.
They can't even hug their teammates or high-five anybody. They're just like...
Then hug the camera guy.
But I will give... I want to give Kyle Shanahan so much credit.
No, Coach, they lost.
No. For how classy he was. Because
did he say he slept with his trophy wife?
He stayed put, waiting for Andy Reid. Andy Reid's hugging everybody on the Chiefs staff, getting Gatorade poured on him, cameras doing interview, and Shanahan still just stood there and waited and waited and waited and waited to shake his hand and congratulate
class
him.
Learned
very
that
classy.
Learned that from his daddy.
I thought that was very cool. Because, you know, sometimes people just walk off the field, and I always tell you, you've got to shake hands. Don't be that person.
They do that in the Super Bowl? A coach will leave?
No. Well, like, LeBron sometimes leaves the court when he loses.
James Harden left the court.
Always leaves the damn court without shaking hands when they lose
a
series.
I don't like him.
Harden?
He seems like not a nice guy.
Because, you know James Harden ain't going to be the last one on the court because they're not winning the title. So
right.
I don't know where Pitts is. I keep hitting him up, and he doesn't want to come in here.
What are you doing with your phone?
Trying to call him.
Pitts?
Yeah.
It's okay, coach. You can call him.
He's probably fighting a nasty hangover.
Dude, he said he was up till 1:30 watching the coverage.
There was coverage till 1:30?
No. I bet he crossed.
They follow cameras home?
Switch over to Skinamax?
He said, then I realized that I was watching the same highlights. And I'm like, you think?
You think, brother?
Like 20 minutes after
coach,
the game.
You think the cameras are going to follow him home?
Yeah, 20. Where is he?
Are you watching him clean the stadium, dude? Who gives a rip? Like,
what is he doing?
Over,
did you check on Mahomes' girlfriend's Instagram?
I don't check on that. But I saw them doing PD. I mean, she had her legs all wrapped around him on the field afterwards.
Really?
Yep. They'll probably get engaged this offseason.
Did he sleep with a trophy?
He didn't. I don't know.
I think most of the guys that played in that game slept with a trophy.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, most people did. But I bet you, my bold offseason prediction is Patrick Mahomes gets engaged this offseason. He got the Super Bowl. Now he's gonna propose.
Always love a good non-sports prediction.
Yeah.
I bet you.
I saw him go that way.
Coach.
I think he. There you go. There you go.
Good
go,
God.
Coach, call him again. Call him again.
Whoa,
just for fun.
Is here with us. Good God, he's fighting a hangover, but we love you, Pitts. We did it. Over to you, Pitts. Go, Kansas City.
Oh. Come on, bud.
How about them Chiefs? I just don't know what to say. Grinning ear to ear, man.
Is the mic's yours?
Yeah, talk to us about it last night.
What a game. I can't believe we're Super Bowl champions. I don't know where to start. I mean, the whole day was great. Here where we watched it in Nashville, it was a beautiful day. I was excited all day long. I didn't really buy into much of the festivities and the stuff on TV. I really just kind of didn't pay any attention to it. I just enjoyed the day. Got ready. No, I was just rushing in here. You got me hyped with that with the chant there. But I sat down to watch a game, and Box was asking me earlier if I watched much of the pregame, and I really didn't. I was at the Kroger at like 5:00. I went a little off my broccoli fish.
Did you see Russ Francis?
I knew you would do that.
I went and got some chips and cheese. I was lazy,
you
man.
You get sausage?
I really didn't eat much, man. I was so focused on the game.
You're so nervous.
This was the first Super Bowl that I'd watched that I really didn't. I didn't watch the commercials. I was telling him because I don't have cable, so I don't have the opportunity to pause. So I was streaming. You know, I mean, I've got the Sling thing now where you just do the apps because I got rid of cable. So there was no chance to pause it. So when the commercials, that was my only chance to go to use the restroom or go to the kitchen.
How many times
did
you have to go to the restroom?
Probably every break.
I put down four Chiefs Kingdom beers before it got started, Bub.
Yeah,
so I had a few potty
Bub.
Breaks in there. Yeah, yeah.
And then, Bub, I saw you pop the bottle at the end of the day.
I did.
But no. Let's go to the game. Like, talk about the game. Like, what did you – I mean,
so I get down. Like I said, I went up to the Kroger right before halftime. I mean, right before the start of the game. I got there, got home 5:15. I'm ready. Got the TV turned on. Didn't even mess with the groceries that I bought, to be honest with you, but I wanted to have some food at the house, and I was biting my nails, and I found myself never been I was close, Bub. I put the Zubaz on though, man. I'm sitting there thinking, you're watching your team in the friggin' Super Bowl, and it just wasn't real, just like I told you guys, and I got excited, and you got kickoff, you know, wanted to win the coin toss, but we didn't get that.
God damn.
But it started. Ironically, it started the way we wanted it to. We started with a deficit, I guess. That's an odd way to think, having good energy, but things happened the way they were supposed to happen. I'm enjoying the touchdown. I didn't expect to get a touchdown on the first drive. I really didn't. I kind of expected what we got.
Well,
hats off to their defense.
I was going to say didn't.
No, I'm saying it went the way I thought it would. That's why I wanted to win the coin toss.
Okay.
I think as a Chief, you want to be on defense first to start the game. So that's not what happened. But kudos to the 49ers for handling us in the first half. I was, again, I don't want to take anything away from the opponent, but I feel like a lot of the damage that we do to ourselves or some of the holes that we find ourselves in are self-inflicted a lot of times. And I think once we create a rhythm, as long as our defense.
What was self-inflicted? Like when they picked you off? twice.
I mean, just some nerves. I mean, I don't know if you're trying to talk trash, but...
No. But you never get... like.
I'm saying the rhythm, self-inflicted, meaning you're not putting your best performances out there on the field. You've got your best players, but not everybody...
But you do understand that they have something to do with that. You say, I would like to...
Nobody ever did. You're just starting to trying to start a fight, regardless
you
of how good the opponents are.
You just said, I don't think it's the opponent, it's just us. But cool. That's incorrect. San Francisco played...
So if something doesn't go your way, it can't have anything to do with you. If you can argue that it has something to do with them, then I can argue that it has something to do with us.
No, you're saying it's only you.
I didn't say it was only me. You're trying to start an argument, which there's nothing to argue about.
Okay,
the 49ers were stout on defense. If you want to attribute our mistakes to their to their abilities, that's fine. I'm not taking anything away from them. I'm just saying we didn't... If you've watched all season, we find our rhythm in the second half. It's hard for us to come out... Very few games do we come out and be the Chiefs, the fourth quarter Chiefs in the first quarter, if that makes any sense. You know, we find our rhythm in the second half. They have to figure some things out on both sides of the ball. If you think both coaches are going to throw out the same team that you've been watching for 16 weeks on Super Bowl Sunday, you're wrong. They're shifting. They're doing different things. They're showing you different looks. So,
the spin move play, that was pretty fun.
It was a great football. It was a great football game, even if you didn't have a dog in the fight.
It really was.
It was
a fun
game to watch. And I'm not taking anything away from the 49ers. I'm not going to come in here and boast and say, gee, ha, ha, ha. I'm damn proud that we won. But I was only 7 points away from calling the score, Bub. If you remember last week, I left out of here 38-20 Chiefs.
Yeah, but you were 7 points away from being way off, so...
I get it. You're always trying to... Right. My bad. Well, as soon as you get done drinking the last half of that glass, you come over to my full glass, Bub. It's just positivity. 38-20 was the score. I called a defensive touchdown. Didn't happen. I do attribute a lot of our success and our opportunity to finish the game the way we did to the first and the second half drives for the 49ers. If that defense, they gave up chunks of yardage, but holding them to field goals made the end of that game a lot easier for the Chiefs to hold out. I mean, if you give up one of those touchdowns, it's a lot different ball game at the end, down 4 points as opposed to down three or an even game. So the defense showed up strong. Bust my balls. I know you're going to go out.
Who was the MVP?
And my butt was puckered about 8 minutes left in that game.
I know it was. You were puckered.
Well, he threw that
hard.
Pick in the red zone, the ball that was behind Tyreek Hill. That was picked, and never am I going to give up on my team. But
the first pick was crap. So bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when he threw that, I was just like, what the hell was he doing? But he played
poor decision making. And man, you don't want it to happen, but to think that your quarterback isn't going to do it, they're all human. They all have emotions. Right. And at the end of the day, that's a kid. That's a kid who 7 years ago. If he's a kid now, think what he was 7 years ago, tweeting, going to Disney World. It was exciting to see.
Here's a funny. Did you see the yearbook quote? Some kid like in the one page in Patrick Mahomes' high school yearbook. It was a page. What are you looking forward to in the future? And one of the kids said, "Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl ring."
I love it.
That's pretty cool.
I mean,
that's pretty cool.
The kid's been dreaming of it.
He must have been all-world quarterback in high school.
Obviously he was.
Well, I don't even think in high school.
If you check Blake Bortles' yearbook, somebody probably wrote that too. There's a chance.
Probably not.
Coach, I'm sure any quarterback is good enough to go to college, but can't wait to see your Super Bowl ring.
But he's talking about high school days, so we're not talking about Patrick Mahomes, a football player in high school. That makes it even that much crazier. Patrick Mahomes, basketball player, baseball player. The kid is just uber talented, but I didn't follow his high school career, but I think his dominant sport was baseball. I mean, his old man played 14 years in the majors.
At Texas Tech University, Cliff Kingsbury had a losing record with Patrick Mahomes as his starting quarterback.
But they put up some points. Baby.
How?
I remember betting those overs all
day. Brother.
There is so much to talk about.
How?
Brother, condense it about 2 minutes.
I know. We'll condense it.
Yeah, brother,
I still got another hour of production.
So, brother, I mean, let's just talk about how you feel. Like, I mean, how did you, so they take the lead and San Francisco starts driving. Like, what?
Take the lead at what point?
Okay, Coach, I don't care about any of this crap. Coach, what, like, you were all year round, all year, you're waiting for this moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I watched it.
Not all year, his whole life.
Well, my whole life.
Your whole life,
I watched
true.
It. Everything was perfect. I honestly think at the end of the game, I'm thinking to myself, man, this may not go how you want it. I mean, you have to be sitting there realistically the way things were going. I think there was like 11 or 12 minutes left in the fourth when he threw that pick in the red zone. We were hoping to get any kind of points, obviously, when you're down. Yeah. And so you're like, crap, never give up. Then the third down to Tyreek Hill, or the second down to Tyreek Hill that was reviewed and overturned.
Yeah, he trapped and then it, you're hit like, the ground. Geez.
Yeah, I mean, you got Patrick Mahomes. So you're still, hey, we still got a chance. We still got a, you know, a lot of great receivers here. Third and long is not a big of a deal to us as it may be for some other quarterbacks. But when he threw that ball, it was just like the, I think it was the ball to, what was it? I think it was, no, Baltimore last year, the one that saved us in the regular season, that crossed his body, Tyreek, you know, throw to Tyreek, the one that you've been told as a quarterback not to throw. You just, when the game's on the line, we've got a quarterback who wants to win. I mean, it's that simple. You can train him, you can coach him.
Every team has a,
okay, whatever. I get it.
No, Blake Bortles.
I mean,
he wants to win.
I didn't make his invalid point.
When you say this, is one thing I hate announcers say is he just wanted it more. No, that's just not true.
Right. Like, they all wanted it. I'm just saying
they all wanted it.
It's nice when you see that much fire. When you show the sidelines and, you know, in the third quarter when you see Tyrann Mathieu.
Tyrann Mathieu's hyped.
I mean, it's exciting to see. It means something. I don't mean that it doesn't. Of course, it means something to all of them. But when you guys on the player, I don't need coach. When you've got leaders, when your coaches have helmets on, you're going to have a winning organization. When you say Patrick Mahomes, and this is not to argue with you. I'm not trying to argue with you.
I understand that.
I know, but no, I like talking to you. But when I have a discussion with you, it's not to argue. Like when you brought up the Super Bowl MVP thing, I think you have very valid points. But I don't think. When you obviously made a case for Damian Williams.
Yeah, I just thought he played huge for you guys. Like that was like that's what I told you going into the game is about your running game and your running back not being that effective and not making a difference. He made such a huge difference in that game that I felt like he was the MVP of the game for you guys.
Okay, and I noticed that somebody said on Twitter about the season. You're like, MVP is not about the season. It's correct.
It's about the Super Bowl.
And I get that. This is the question I have for you. You talk about the most influence on the game, and that's when I brought up the Tyrann Mathieu impact that he had on other players in the third quarter, that leadership role. So when you label somebody an MVP, is it fair to say that you can include everything that involves making the game the way it happened on the field and off the field.
The kid's a leader. Voters don't. Voters just do it because he's the quarterback and he's Patrick Mahomes. He threw a couple deep.
I agree that he's MVP, but just I take that into consideration. I think without Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter of that football game, that the 49ers may be Super Bowl champions. That's why I make him the MVP. I think he has that much of an impact on that game, not taking anything away from Damian Williams.
I agree with you. I think Patrick Mahomes is great. And it's not saying he's terrible. But I just felt like automatically they just give it to Patrick Mahomes. They don't give anybody else any consideration at all.
Fair.
But when he fumbles that football, Patrick Mahomes, that was the Super Bowl, Pitts. When you guys recovered it, I was like, holy crap, they can win this game. If you would have lost that fumble, it's over. So then you win the game, okay? Do you scream? Do you yell? Do you cry? What happens?
I mean, I was uber focused on what I was watching on TV. I mean, I was watching the celebration because 2 weeks ago I'm at Arrowhead watching them celebrate the AFC Championship.
So after you
watching
win,
the streamers, knowing that one of my buddies won tickets from the Today Show and got to be at the Super Bowl.
Excuse me?
My buddy went down there with his wife. They didn't have tickets, just went down there to party like people would. You know, great friends from high school. And I don't really know the extent of it, but yeah, he got Today Show. He went on, you know, he's got a big beard and he makes it all red sparkly and have people get ready for game day. That's his.
He didn't get in the game, though?
No, he got tickets. He went to the game.
Oh, he went in.
So when you're asking what I was doing, I was just watching. It was surreal, brother. You know how much it means to me. I know you bust my balls. I'm sitting there as an adult male watching my team win the Super Bowl.
How old of an adult male?
I mean, I'm 42 years old. So, this was the first Super Bowl of my lifetime.
You've been married?
And then, get ready for this. No. And as soon as they got down, I popped the bubbly. Three of them.
But
they're not mine, but I got
were you going to pop the bubbly if they lost?
I raised three daughters, man. Whether I'm single or not, I do have three little girls. If they're listening. What?
Did you pop the bubbly because they won? Were you going to pop the bubbly regardless?
No, bubbly would not have been popped.
Bub ain't popping no bubbly.
I don't have anything to celebrate, and I saved the cork too, Bub.
But it's a Kansas City bubbly, right?
I got the cork, absolutely.
That's like your special. The bottle looked awesome.
I went to the Jayhawks Tennessee game. That's the basketball game that I went to. Stop by
the liquor
Kansas
store, City.
And I got that champagne.
Bub, hold on, real quick. People want to know on Twitter, did the cork bust anything in your house?
I have no idea. Dude, did you see the video?
But when you shot it, it was like a bullet out of a gun. Yes. Is everything okay at your house?
I haven't checked the ceiling. I do need to check.
So what did you, after the game, tell these jabronis and everybody else what you sat up doing last night.
Oh, my God. You got arrested.
No, man. I got on ChiefsNFLProShop.com, blew all my poker winnings.
He spent $1,000
on what?
On a flag.
I got. No, I'll show you.
Oh my God!
Are you waving the flag in front of your house? Where? What are you? What's the flag for?
No, he hadn't got the flag yet.
Bust the balls, boy. Bust them. That's fine. Hold on. Let me run. I got a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl 54 champions mahogany football logo display case. I'll tell you what's going on that in a minute. A Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl pennant. I got a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl 54 laser cut mega license plate. I got a men's New Era Red Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl 54 adjustable hat. That'll be for the pins. I got a Wincraft Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl 54 champions two-sided garden flag. And I got a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl 54 champions dangle collector pin. Got a Wincraft. It does say dangle.
What was that dangle barrier?
It's a dangle. And a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl 54 champions team collector pin.
Wow, that's a lot, Bub.
And the Patrick Mahomes Kansas City Chiefs autographed Super Bowl 54 MVP. MVP Pro Football. Doesn't even ship till April, Bub. Hadn't even put his right hand on it.
Because he hasn't even signed it yet.
Hadn't even been signed. Comes with a hologram.
How much was that?
Is that going in the mahogany case?
Hey, y'all going to make fun of me? See, honest question, though. Honest question. I mean, aside from just busting my balls like you
asked. How much do I pay for a Patrick Mahomes football?
Not you. Me. It means something to me. You can get a Trubisky one for nothing. Mine was 600.
Shots fired. 347-29. I got shots fired.
Boom! You can get mine. I got it for $630, and I thought that was a reasonable price. That's a forever keepsake.
That is the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick.
If you're listening, you put a little hey Pitts on there before you sign it.
I think if you'd have waited 6 months, you could have got it cheaper. What they do is they hope jabronis like you are going to jump on immediately. That's
fine. I'll bring a jabroni because in 6 months personally signed. How many personally signed? You can stamp them all day long from the factory, dude. You're not going to reproduce. Personally signed. He's
brother,
not. There may be a thousand of them.
No, brother. No.
He's going to
sign those while he's at his house. Hey,
that's fine.
While he's at his house playing around with his girl, he's scratching his nuts. That's when he's going
to
sign it.
Even 10,000. Scratch him, Patrick. Then send it to Sprankle.
It's okay, brother.
I'm getting one of them. What do you think my number's going to be? I'm excited to know what my number's going to be.
What? The number of
the number of the signature.
10,362.
I'd love it. I don't even care what it is. What if it's 222? Andy Reid's 222nd win.
Oh, I thought it was his weight plus minus 100.
I was going to say minus.
man. I mean, it was, listen, it was pretty exciting for you. I was so happy for you.
That was just last night's orders. You want to know about this morning?
Oh yeah. Okay.
I got four. I called Kansas City Star. I got four Kansas City Star newspapers coming at me. I got a couple things I can't mention because the lady's got something coming to her. And
what lady?
My old lady, the one that we're not together anymore, but I still love her. She's a Chiefs fan. I still take
Kansas
care of her.
Kansas City Chiefs G-string.
Okay. All right. Wait, what'd you get her?
You got her. I can't tell her G-string.
Her birthday's coming up. No, it's nothing crazy. It's
autograph just, G-string.
No, I just took care of her.
you got underwear that Mahomes' girlfriend was wearing,
man. Oh,
at the Super Bowl.
We still share our love for the Chiefs together. So. It's still fun, man.
Brother, you saw my picture on Instagram?
Yeah, hell yeah, I did. I was excited.
Did you think I was an idiot for wearing Cowboys hat and Montana jersey?
No, nah, man. You cheered for the Cowboys, and you knew who was going to win the Super Bowl. It was a great outfit.
Thank you.
I thought it was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome to see Joe Montana,
too. You're talking
to a guy
that just spent $1,000 on memorabilia from the Chiefs last night.
You're talking to a guy who bets $1,000 on sports he knows nothing about.
I never bet $1,000.
My crap is going to sit on the shelf forever and ever. Amen. That means something to me.
Brother,
I know that.
Hey, better not fly that Kansas City Chiefs flag in Titans country, brother.
Brother, I got a new garden flag. I almost put it out last night. I didn't. I let the old one fly last night. Champions!
Did you get one for your car?
No.
You've got to drive that down the highway with the Chiefs championship.
Cars loaded with the Jayhawk stuff. Bub.
Are you good?
I did get a license plate for the old Ford, the old red Ford in the driveway. That's
Are
the Chiefs
you going to the championship parade?
No, it's Wednesday. I can't. I got to work. I would love to.
You got sick days, brother.
I know, but I put you guys in a bind. I'm here to work. That's my job. I've had so much fun.
And didn't you call the Miami Herald to get some papers?
No, I called, but I wasn't able to get through. But I did. I sent an email to backissue@ miamiherald.com waiting to hear back.
Well, what about Taylor Dial or Mo in Tampa? They live down there. They could buy
any Super Bowl swag.
No, but they could. I guarantee the Miami Herald is sold in those areas.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Anything related to the Super Bowl
is what I was saying.
Is special to me. So if anybody want to send long stuff, that would be great. Anybody at the game, send some streamers. I'll put them on the shelf. It was a fun night at Pitts' house. I just can't wait to do it again next year.
No, brother.
The year
after
that, we got a legacy building in Kansas City.
That's right, brother.
Boom!
Happy for you. Hey, brother.
Bring on the bubs.
Brother, we love you, brother, and we're happy for you, brother.
Love you back,
You're
man.
You're glowing today.
We're very happy for you, dude.
Like, and can I just shout out to No Teeth Keith? There was not a loser last night. Sorry, your team didn't win.
No, there was a loser.
There was a loser. I know about 49 and 18.
Okay, that's fine. But still, man, it was a great night to watch a football game. I would hope he would send, if it was him winning today, he'd probably send something nice to me, man. Regardless, it sucks to lose. Glad I wasn't on the losing side this time. Super Bowl champions, can't even believe it. And I put
Did you buy your new hoodie like that says Super Bowl champs or anything?
I haven't yet because I don't know. They don't make tall sizes, and I'm always hesitant to buy clothes online because I get them in their belly shirts.
I got you.
And it's a little expensive for a belly shirt. I ain't throwing $75 on a belly shirt.
I mean,
but I did throw $650 on that football. It doesn't even it ships April 23rd, so that'll be a definite podcast you want to listen to here in a few months because that will be revealed. I can't
I
wait.
Mean, this dude,
what number do you think I'm going to get? Would that not be legit?
I just told you 10,226.
That's fine. I'll take it. Yeah, but Patty, for real, if you are listening, if you just put Pitts on there, wouldn't that be legit? I'll never sell it. Because in pawn shop, guys, they don't give you no money if your name's
he's
on
not going
to.
Oh.
Hey,
you're not trying to sell that.
Are you acting like Patty Mahomes don't listen to the source?
Yeah,
you
need
to
ask. Well,
yes,
you're
he
one tag away from being followed.
Here's the thing. All you got to do is tweet him, and he'll see your tweet, and he'll write your name on the football.
I hope so. You know what's crazy? I don't really understand Twitter. How the hell does my pop in the bottle that I just had for fun, you know, for all of us shotgunners and all that, even though I didn't shotgun it? I made that video for just our people. How does that have earlier when I checked, 7,000 views. Who the hell's watching that 7,000?
Well, we retweeted it.
That must be
it.
Some people bored as crap.
That's what I'm saying.
Today.
What are you doing with your life where you find yourself following me on a social site?
Well, brother, they love you, brother.
I just think it's awesome. What is it?
We're happy for you.
I love
like everybody's going to be thinking I'm coming down on Pitts. I just want to give you a hard time about the game, but I really
no, you're not down on Pitts. You argue with everybody.
I am genuinely excited for you to have that feeling. I've never had that feeling of the Super Bowl. I had the feeling when the Cubs
Coach,
won the World Series.
Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl for you guys.
I was like 7, dude. Oh. I didn't. And when the Jayhawks won the national title, I had that feeling. Never had it in NFL, but I'm very happy for you.
Dude, I'm excited. I appreciate it, man. I really do. And thanks to everybody who joined up on Chiefs
so
Kingdom.
Welcome,
it's
brother.
Fun having everybody tweet and follow along. And
I might become a Chiefs fan, brother. I like to see the future, brother, of the Chiefs. I mean, I'm excited to see what they're going to do.
Just be worried, though. Years away from having to pay Mahomes, that's when it starts.
Brother,
to
don't be worried about that. You're
fine. I know we got a different locker room next year, but man, the brotherhood and the way that those guys seem show that they like each other. Hopefully, they'll get their money right, and so they can continue to be
that's
a strong
the hard
family
part.
Because it's a strong.
Here's
unit,
the hard
man.
Part
it's
about winning. Once you start winning, you got to pay everybody on the team wants
that's
to
right.
be paid.
That's right.
And so then it's like. Uh-oh.
But I feel like we have an opportunity to that money may not be the most important thing. I think we have. I mean, I give it that that's the most important thing. But hopefully, those guys see the bigger picture and what they have in
and
front of
them.
And
what is that? That ring?
It's just a special group of guys, regardless of what helmet they're on, man. I mean, it's a fun time to be a Chief. Mm-hmm. You can't. It's
and I love Andy Reid.
Who doesn't love Andy?
He's
man?
A good guy. Man.
I did see where they tweeted. He said something about I didn't spend last night with the trophy. I spent last night with my trophy wife.
Yeah,
and he thought that was stupid.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was great.
Go Andy Reid, man.
All right, boys. So,
congratulations, Pitts. This is Bob's free barbecue for all Chiefs fans. We won the Super Bowl, son of a Bob's, we did it!
Hey!
Crowd our ass, Mrs. Bubs! We won it all!
Mrs. Bubs!
And there is no free barbecue. Bubs is a fictional made-up restaurant in Kansas City, Missouri. It does not exist.
People please, driving all over the
please
place.
Please do not try and find us. People keep trying to find us.
All right. You're going to call
we
a loser?
We got our boy?
I'm calling him to see if he's around so if he can talk. Oh, man, this is going to be sad.
Well, we're going to keep it real short.
Yeah. Well, he's going to probably cry.
Then we'll have to just let him cry.
He may not answer.
This is like the game where, like, now we got to talk to the loser.
Hey, Keith.
There he is. There's nothing fine.
Oh, he hung up.
Please don't call me.
Hey, call him on the...
There's nothing finer than being a 49er. I wonder what Russ Wheeler's doing. What's his name?
Russ Francis.
Russ Francis. Top
number. He probably doesn't want to talk.
Probably doesn't.
That's why he hung up.
There's nothing finer. Kid, I'm out walking Elvis.
Oh, man.
There was a ditch next to the road.
Do you hear those audio clips I pulled?
No, I didn't see it. Oh, you put them on Instagram.
Oh, they're hilarious.
Coach, thanks for doing that.
Hilarious.
It was good stuff.
You need to show me how you did that. I want to see it.
Did you just record on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
man.
An app you buy, right?
No, just screen record.
Hello?
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Kid. Oh, man. Oh,
hey. I'm sorry, kid.
I know. It was a crusher. Darn. God. We had it, and it just sort of slipped through our fingers a little bit. And I'm very sorry that Eddie's kids are having to wash those darn dishes, too.
Yeah,
and
for a week.
If
kid.
I were up there, I would be washing the dishes for them.
I'll tell them that, kid. They'll appreciate that.
Keith, like, so.
Okay. Man, dammit. And, oh, man. And my Jerry Rice plaque autograph now has one loss on it. And I stood for the whole game, and I'm getting older now, so I did sit down for commercials, and I was a little bit thankful for the long halftime show, even though I didn't. The dancing was so incredible, and I loved the dancing and everything.
Hey, what'd you think? Hey, what'd you think? Music. What'd you think of Shakira and J-Lo?
It didn't sound much like the Beatles. So I was a little bit lost with the music.
Yeah, but Keith, wait, Keith. How hot were the two chicks?
But, man, oh, gosh. When we had that 10-point lead, Lunchbox's brother and I, we were high-fiving and hugging and everything else, and it was a packed house, and half of them were for Kansas City, and the other half were for the right side. Oh. And Joe's wife and I, we were high-fiving. We were so excited, and I was so proud of the 49ers, the incredible year they had, and we're not done yet.
Yeah, you are. Season's over.
Still nothing finer than to be a 49er.
Did you shed any tears last night?
Now what?
Did you cry at all?
A little bit of, all the hugs after the game and everything. A little bit of moisture.
What? Where?
During
the halftime?
No, not during the halftime. After the game, a little bit.
I'm sorry, kid.
I will tell you, it was sure hard to cry riding back home with Lunchbox's dad. He was a gentleman. He rooted for the Chiefs, but sometimes he got a straight to the point narrative, and let's just say he was sympathetic, but to the point. The Chiefs rallied. But gosh. Oh gosh.
So what went wrong, Keith? What happened?
What happened, kid?
Yeah, you say? I said, where did it go wrong? Are you mad at your coach? Are you mad at your quarterback? What are you mad at?
Sherman? Mad at did Sherman play?
Well, the two key plays that I thought really transformed the momentum. One is we were continually their quarterback, Mahomes, who is a great quarterback, and a lot of props go to the Chiefs. But he's very mobile, and 87 played a magnificent game, Bosa, but our pressure, because of his mobility, he could scramble very well. And I was just hoping we'd send a little bit more blitz with our linebackers because we were pretty much giving up those 9-yard passes on first downs at will. And I was hoping we'd be just a little bit more aggressive helping our front four. And but the two big plays, one was after we had intercepted him and we still had the 10-point lead, where he just threw the long pass and it was sort of a straight up in the air. And I'm not sure how their receiver got so wide open with number 20 just sort of casually coming into the area code as he caught a very big, deep pass to keep their drive going. And then Sherman on the other side.
Oh, man, he got burnt like toast.
I know.
Oh, he got burnt like toast, Keith.
Yeah, yeah, that was another very critical play.
So okay, and now how long is it going to take you to get over this loss? Like what are you going to do? Are we going to
now? How long? What?
Is it going to take you to get over this loss? I know you would think, oh, jump into college basketball, but North Carolina sucks, so you don't have college basketball to fall back on.
They're getting better.
I mean, I said, is it going to take all offseason? Are you going to be able to recoup? Like what's the?
Are you kidding me? We've got the young team that we do. We will definitely return to the Super Bowl next year. And one thing I will say, I really, it was a little bit strange at the end of the first half when I thought Shanahan, bless his heart, he's a great coach. But I thought with his a little bit strange use of timeouts, I thought he was playing the Patriots at the end of the first half, letting those seconds tick off. But at the end, when we were down by 4 and we were in 4-down territory and we were trying to drive and we got the 41 yards real quickly, and then we got to 3rd and 10, and I liked the play call, the bomb. And Sanders was open, and the pass was just a little bit overthrown, but that would have been the game winner. And I admired the gutsy call, even though it did set us up for an all-or-nothing 4th and 10.
Even though that wasn't, hey, on 4th and 10, you should have been called for a delay of game, so you should have got to run another play. But they didn't call it. But I wanted to say congratulations on a great season to you, well, 49er Nation. We appreciate it. Anything, any parting words for 49er Nation, and we need your slogan.
Well, they had an incredible, incredible year before the season started. There weren't very many that thought they would wind up where they did in the Super Bowl. And it was just an unbelievable ride. And we have returned to the top of the mountain. And it's going to be a comfortable pinnacle where the 49er Nation is going to reside.
That's right.
Forever.
Amen.
And now, kid, leave us with the saying. There is nothing
finer than to be a 49er.
Hey! Yes. Have a great day, kid. Have a great day. Kid.
Hey,
thank you, kid.
And one quick thing for Pitt, Kansas City, Pitt or whatever his name
Pitts,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just say congratulations to him.
It's very classy, and, kid.
But we're coming back next year.
That's right. All right. All right. Thank you, kid.
All right, kid. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Ah, man. You can hear it in his voice.
That's tough. See, that's like the post-show.
We did exactly
interviews.
What we ripped on people for doing.
Man, why did we do that?
All right.
That's a fine to be a fault.
Hey, well, good news. We got the XFL this weekend. Let's go! Yes. Football's back! Football's back! Let's go!
Really? Starting this weekend?
Yeah, starts this weekend. Let's go! Yeah, we'll make our picks tomorrow. We'll pick.
Is anybody playing that we know? Like,
no, he's just trying to fake enthusiasm.
No,
you can't fake
that,
coach.
Todd Gurley playing? Like, is Zeke playing?
I bet Manziel might be.
No. I'm talking NFL players.
No!
Nobody plays in that crap, dude.
No, you're under contract with the NFL. You can't go play in the XFL.
You can in the offseason?
No.
Then they're never going to live.
Dude, we got a couple people in our building that are a couple training camps away from being in the XFL.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, yes.
Wow, that sucks, man. That's not.
No, guys, football's back this weekend. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Hey, I might do a little lock before we leave.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
On the XFL?
No, college basketball.
Let's hear it.
College hoops tonight. We have the Tar Heels, North Carolina, playing Florida State. Mm-hmm. Yes, Carolina's been sucking, but
they don't suck.
They don't suck that bad. Oh. There are times when they can come up and play a good game, and I think that's tonight. They are +9.5 against Florida State. Put a dollar on it.
I mean, North Carolina,
that bad.
They're 10-11.
Coach, I get it, but they're not gonna lose to Florida State by 9 points.
Okay. Hey, you just told us put a dollar on it. Everybody have
put
a great day.
Put a dollar on it.
More in the loss of football, but remember, XFL's back. We'll celebrate it tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a great day.
And tomorrow, too, I finally watched a movie that you guys have been telling me
about. Oh, yeah. We are the Sore Losers at gmail.com. And don't forget, shopsorelosers.com. Buy a shirt. I mean, it's a Super Bowl. Buy it. Bye.